Andy Jorgensen and David Anderson are very different people. One lives in Sioux Falls and the other in the small community of Wilmot in northeastern South Dakota. One sells fireworks and the other repairs and restores vehicles. One went to tech school and the other got a traditional four-year degree. However, they both had an ambition at a young age to start their own businesses. As you will hear throughout this story, they also have many of the same views on how to support young entrepreneurs in South Dakota. First, I'll introduce you to Andy Jorgensen. He owns Fire Bros, a fireworks company based in Sioux Falls. Fire Bros isn't just another fireworks stand on the side of the road. Customers can go to the Fire Bros website and view video of their fireworks in action before they buy.
A lot of stores have these screens where you get to watch the firework. And those are phenomenal because the customer sits there and knows exactly what it does. And they're very confident in seeing the video. And they go, I want that. I want to see that live. And so my thought process is if you can give them that experience on their couch from the comfort of their home, they would prefer that.
After customers buy online, they pick up their fireworks at one of two Fire Bros locations, but Jorgensen is working on a delivery option. This is no easy task due to the many regulations on the fireworks industry, but in true entrepreneurial fashion, Jorgensen is ready to take on that challenge. However, Jorgensen doesn't call himself an entrepreneur. Rather, he says he is an opportunist.
I just jump on opportunity. I'm really just a prospector in a gold mine right now. And I hope it's a gold mine. I think, you know, I see that there's a bunch of people walking this direction with shovels, and I'm the guy sitting there going, okay, how can we make this big?
Jorgensen didn't always know what he wanted to do after he got out of college, but he had the opportunity to work with a few startups in Sioux Falls, which gave him the knowledge, skills, and inspiration to start his own company. David Anderson, on the other hand, always knew what he wanted to do for his career.
I guess since the fourth grade, I think I'd made up my mind in the fourth grade that I was going to have my own business, and I wanted to do with cars. I wanted to fix up old cars. I really liked old cars. And so since the fourth grade, this is what I'm going to do. And I just did it.
Anderson now owns Route 15 Body Works, which provides a number of automotive services, including auto body repair, maintenance, and restorations. Although Anderson had an ambition to start his own business in his hometown, his biggest obstacle was overcoming the skeptics.
The thing I always heard was that, okay, so you got to go to college, get a good job, and move away. And that's what success is. You know, that's what they kind of preached to you at school and a lot of the parents. And I always thought that was wrong, and I disagreed with them. Because in the same breath, the teacher would be like, well, then our school is shrinking, the town's going to die. But you just got done telling us for 12 years we got to leave.
Anderson says he's proof that you don't have to move away to a big city to become successful. He says small communities need to start encouraging younger people to take this path.
What's going to grow a small town is entrepreneurs. And that's period. Because an entrepreneur is going to come and create a business and hire people.
Anderson says starting a business in a small town is advantageous because the startup costs are low. He says small towns need to start realizing they can be an asset to entrepreneurs and stop pushing their young people to move away. Back in Sioux Falls, Andy Jorgensen says the business atmosphere is very welcoming and supportive. He says there are plenty of mentors and people that are willing to help young entrepreneurs.
We go to these big conferences and they charge you $30,000 to go be a part of their mastermind groups. Now, if you've got a $1 million business and you can make $5 million because of that, it's a totally good investment. Around here, I've got people that are retired Walmart executives. I've got people that are, you know, they've been working for payment processing companies and they retire and they're like, we want to help, right? We just want to help. And there's this like, we'll pay it forward. We want to see young people flourish. And it's like, okay, well, what do you want in return? I want to help. That's what I want in return.
However, he does think that Sioux Falls could do better in a few areas. And one of those is to encourage more risk-taking.
The industries of Sioux Falls are healthcare, insurance, and banking. So if you think about that, their job is actually to come in, work a spreadsheet, and say, here is the way that you can consistently, safely make money and minimize your risk. And that's how they make their money, is to minimize risk. So when you talk about the business culture in Sioux Falls, The business culture is supported by organizations that minimize risk. However, we have this entrepreneurship conversation where it's all about making risk and taking risk.
Jorgensen says that failure needs to be more accepted and even encouraged because that is how people learn and become successful.
And if you talk to half the good leaders in history, they like tried a bajillion things and then finally one worked.
Both Jorgensen and Anderson say that being young and starting a business has given them an edge. They say parents, teachers, and community leaders need to start encouraging even younger people to start their own businesses. Jorgensen says ideally before they even go to college.
I might ruffle some feathers saying this, but by the time they hit college, they are kind of already part of the system. And I'm not tin hat wearing like, oh, the system of it's evil. I'm just saying like they already need steady income and they're already licking their chops at a 401k.
Jorgensen and Anderson say apprenticeships are the future of education. Anderson says the traditional college path is just too slow.
Secondary education, I suppose there's a place for it, but it has proven to be an inefficient way to transfer information and knowledge. You know, a lot of people go 4 years and they get out in five and they have a lot of debt. And what they've learned is already outdated because the industry moves so quick or, you know, technology moves so fast. Everything learned is outdated, so now they can't find a job because they haven't worked because they don't have a background.
Anderson says he seeks out young people to train for his business and that most of his employees have learned on the job. Jorgensen wants to start an apprenticeship of his own so he can share his knowledge and skills and help other young people start businesses. Both Anderson and Jorgensen say the path of success is going to look much different for future generations, and families, communities, and teachers need to support that. They say to keep young entrepreneurs in South Dakota, communities need to be welcoming, supportive places that foster the entrepreneurial spirit rather than hindering it. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Jacqueline Severin in Sioux Falls.